And my name is Tobe. That 9:18 p.m. you just heard is obviously local time. Or maybe it's not so obvious. Maybe it's not even true. Either way, it does not matter because it is 1930 UTC where you live. And that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm the chairman of said committee, and whatever I say goes, whether you like it or not. Hello Kitty likes it, though. She thinks I'm fun. I'm fine. Yes, I am fun. Everybody thinks so. That's why we have a radio show on Anon Radio. It is a snowy and blustery and very cold day today, so obviously we are not going outside. We are going to have to stay indoors today. Doesn't that just figure? There's some good news to all this, though. There's good news and there's bad news. I guess the bad news is that it's snowing, and it sort of started snowing yesterday, and then it didn't snow overnight, but now it's snowing, and it's just still snowing and snowing and snowing, and it's like 25 degrees. That's a big difference, a mighty big difference, from 2 days ago when it was 72 degrees Fahrenheit, and we've got a difference of at least 40 degrees. Yesterday, it was a little bit cool. And as you'll remember, I did not go outside yesterday. I took a bath. But after the show, I went to go eat pizza with my dad. And guess what I saw? Now, just take a guess. If you're going to guess that I saw something, what do you think it would be? And this could be anything. But then again, you know me, and you know what I'm looking for. So take a guess. I'll give you, 3 seconds to make a good guess. Go. That's 3 seconds. Time is up. And if you guessed marmot, you would be correct. That's right. I saw the first marmot of the year yesterday. I went to go eat pizza with my dad, and first we stopped at a hardware store, grabbed some stuff, and then we were driving to the pizza place. And this driving route along a frontage road near Main Street, we don't have a Main Street, but you know the street I'm talking about, it would be Dodge. As we were driving from the hardware store to the pizza place, we have to drive by this one really big empty lot, a big commercial-sized lot that has been vacant for as long as I can remember. And I think I know who owns this lot too, strangely enough. But it's a big commercial lot and it's got a ravine down the middle of it, and they've landscaped it, but they have prepped the land for commercial development. And so there's this sort of big mound of dirt that's got a flat top and everything. You know how it goes. And as we were driving by, I was looking at this giant mound of dirt. I mean, this whole lot is a number of acres, and this mound of dirt itself is probably an entire acre to itself. And I was looking at it as we were driving, and I could see holes on the side, and I started staring at the holes, and you know, I'm a good 100 yards away, maybe even more. But then as I'm staring at the holes, then I saw something scurry on the side of the dirt, and it was a motte. And I said, "Mot, mot, 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 mot," and my dad was like, "Yeah, all right, motties." And yeah, I was really excited about it. The first mot, and this is probably the earliest I've ever seen a mot. And the irony is, how long have we been going out looking for mots? For like 10 days during the good weather, we were out looking for marmots, and I could not find a single one. And of course, it's when I don't have any equipment with me, be it a camera or audio equipment, that's when I see the first mot of the season. Oh boy. So the good news is I saw a motte. The bad news is we're not going out to look for motties today because it's like 25 degrees Fahrenheit. It's snowing. There's snow on the ground. It's cold outside. The wind is blowing and it's very blustery. Yes, it is. Yesterday it started snowing. It was after I got back from eating pizza, and it was probably still an hour after that. It started to rain, and there was even some thunder. And so my cat Pippa, the Thunder Chicken, was all like, oh, Yang Yang, you guys to protect me from the thunder. So we had to do a lot of kitty stuff. Every time I went into the other room, she would come out of her thunder hiding places. And yes, she has several. She would come out, and oh, we'd have to get out the brushy and brush up a kitty, because nothing makes a kitty feel safer than brushies. So we had to brush up the cat about 1,000 times yesterday. And now she's in the other room sleeping on my futon where I like to sit when I'm trying to watch football. And why am I not watching football? Well, because there's some replay games on, but not the ones I need to see. So I've got to kill another hour and a half before I can watch any football. There's another game on later that I haven't seen yet that I got to watch. Blah, blah, blah. All you need to know is I need to watch a lot of football. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. Okay, so regardless of the snow, which is apparently, you know, Winter Storm Quid, and I still think that's a stupid name 24 hours later, I did manage to go outside to get my mail. And I got some junk mail, and I got one good thing. Here's the one good thing we got today. Woohoo! And I think I know what this is because it's from the Michelin Fulfillment Center somewhere in Milan, Illinois. So let's open this envelope and get out the goodies on the inside. Oh yes, and look what we have here. We've got a letter from the Michelin Tire Company with a nice picture of Bibendum giving me a thumbs up at the top. You know Bibendum. Possibly you know him by his English name, the Michelin Man. And he says, thank you. Thank you for purchasing Michelin brand tires. We value your business. Attached is your Michelin MasterCard reward card preloaded with funds in the amount of your rebate. We encourage you to visit www.michelinman.com for the most up-to-date product information, to register your tires, and to take advantage of valuable offers from Michelin. Yes, I can say Michelin with a French accent. Michelin. You must activate your card before you can use it. Follow these three easy steps. Visit this website or call this. You will need this. You will need to do that. You will have to create a PIN, blah, blah, blah. Peel off the sticker. Do this, do that, and then do some other stuff. So, yay. I finally got my rebate from the Michelin Tire Company. I have dollars. Dollars on a card. Well, I don't have dollars on the card yet. I gotta activate the card. But, what am I gonna buy with dollars on a card? Probably some tacos. So I guess there's nothing left to do on this snowy Wednesday, the first day of March. I guess we just activate the card. Okay, so let's go to the phones. And the first thing we do is to dial this 800 number. 1-800-whatever-whatever-whatever. Kids, get your DTMF decoders ready. All right, give me the Michelin Man.
Thank you for calling the Tire Reward Center card information and activation line.
Para español, presione dos.
Oh, I think I would like English, please.
Please enter your 16-digit card number. Four digits of your phone number submitted on your redemption form. You must set a PIN for your card before it will be active. Please enter the four-digit PIN you would like to use on your new card. You entered 9663. If this is correct, press 1. To re-enter your PIN, press 3. Please enter the four-digit PIN you would like to use on your new card. Your PIN has been set and can be used for purchases, but is not valid for ATM transactions or cash back at the point of sale. Your card is now activated, and your available balance is $70.00. To hear your card balance, press 1. To hear your last 10 transactions, press 2. To change your PIN, press 3. To report a lost or stolen card, file a dispute, or speak to a live agent, press 4. For tips on using your card, press 5. To repeat this menu, press 8. To end this call, press 9. Your card may be used for purchases everywhere Visa or MasterCard debit cards are accepted, but may not be used to obtain cash. Know your balance. Your transaction will be declined if you attempt to make a purchase in excess of your card balance. If your purchase amount is greater than the available balance on the card, inform the cashier that you wish to use two forms of payment. Also, make sure your balance can cover a 20% tip that may be temporarily added by restaurants and other tipping establishments. Lastly, pay the cashier inside for gasoline purchases. To hear this message again, press 8. To return to the main menu, press 1. To hear your card balance, press 1. Thank you for calling the Tire Reward Center Card Information and Activation Line. Goodbye.
Wow, goodbye. I got to hear the voice of Bibendum. That's funny. I thought he would have spoken in a French accent. Oh well. I guess you can't get everything you want, but I'm not complaining. I have a magic card. I can't get cash, but I can get tacos with my card. Too bad I can't drive anywhere to go get tacos because it's so snowy outside and it's the storm. It's winter storm quid. Quid. Oh, I would sure like to slap the person who decided quid was a good name for a winter storm. That is for certain. Yeah, so that's great, but what are we going to do for the rest of the day? Or at least for the rest of this show? I mean, you don't really care what I do for the rest of the day. All you're concerned with is what's going to happen for the next, 18 minutes? I don't know. I guess we could, since we're on the phone, we could call the Pee in a Cup Lottery. Let's call the Pee in the Cup Lottery. That'll be fun. Remember to arrive with a full bladder.
We have reached the drug screening phone line for Friday, February 24th. If you have any questions regarding the following message, contact your compliance monitor. If there's a problem with this message, call Nebraska Occupational Health Center at 402-476-2600. If your assigned number is listed, provide a specimen at your collection site today. Please call your assigned testing site prior to your arrival and arrive with a full bladder. The numbers are 165. Number 273, number 381, number 587, number 828, number 993. Thank you.
And remember to arrive with a full bladder. That's the way she says it. Listen to, she says, remember to arrive with a full bladder. Let's hear it again, because I know you don't believe me that she says bladder. Full bladder. Bladder.
We have reached the drug screening phone line for Friday, February 24th. If you have any questions regarding the following message, contact your compliance monitor. If there's a problem with this message, call Nebraska Occupational Health Center at 402-476-2600. If your assigned number is listed, provide a specimen at your collection site today. Please call your assigned testing site prior to your arrival and arrive with a full bladder. The number...
And arrive with a full bladder. Arrive with a full bladder. Bladder. Uh-oh, my cat's awake. How do I know? Because she's sitting outside the door of my studio going, meow, meow, I need to arrive with a full bladder. Meow, yang, 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 full bladder, yang, bladder. Oh boy, what are we gonna do today? I've only been up for what? 2 hours now? And I'm already going stir crazy because I can't do anything, can't go anywhere. There's nothing to do. There's nothing on TV. Well, there's some football games that I've already seen. and I still gotta wait at least another hour and a half before the one game that I still need to see is on, and blah, blah, blah. Somebody needs to arrive with a full bladder. Yes, operator, you can help me. What I need to know is, what am I going to eat for lunch today? The big question really is, should I cook some food, or should I eat some leftover pizza from yesterday? Oh, I don't know what to do. I obviously want to eat some pizza, but that always makes my guts weird, because I shouldn't be eating gluten in the pizza dough, and I shouldn't be eating cheese. And that's pretty much all there is in pizza. Dough and cheese. Oh, plus some sauce. Plus some sauce and some pepperoni and some black olives. And I guess I could, you know, eat a bunch of enzymes and then eat some pizza. And maybe, if we're lucky, my guts won't go absolutely ballistic. But I don't know. I did have a little trouble yesterday. Nothing horrible, but still. Annoying Guts Day was yesterday. Do I want to have Annoying Guts Day again today? No, I don't know. I really want to eat the yummy, yummy pizza. But I don't know. What am I going to do? What's our little Tobster to do? He doesn't know. What are we going to do? I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. No, no, no. So while I think about that, I'll just put that on the back burner in my brain and worry about it later. Right after I woke up today, I had a power surge or a power flash. The power went out for about a tenth of a second. It screwed up all my electronics. And I still haven't turned everything back on and reset everything yet. So that means I gotta push a button here, start that thing back up, and then I gotta go over here. I have this old, what's the word I'm looking for? An old General MIDI rack module. And of course I would never buy anything General MIDI, but this was given to me, and I can't pass up free synthesizers. And the only thing I use it for is I will sometimes use the accordion patch for my wind controller. There's some fairly decent wind patches on it. Everything else is just garbage. But the weird part of it is, I've got it plugged in sitting on my big bass amp with a little sequencer hooked up to it, just so I can play weird bagpipe stuff with my wind controller. Don't ask. But the weird part about it is, when it's in like power standby mode, if the power goes out and then comes back on, it doesn't stay in standby mode, it stays in full on mode. So I'm not actually going to turn this off, because you can't turn it off, ironically. There's just, you know, power on and standby, which is still on, just, ugh, it's stupid. If you want to turn the damn thing off, you got to unplug it. But anyway, so now I gotta hit the power button to put it back into standby mode. And then I gotta go over here and I have to turn off one of my console synths, the Emu MP7. Whenever the power flashes, it likes to come on. And so, I gotta turn it off. And I think we're good for everything else in this room. I haven't checked the rest of my clocks. All my clocks down here are still good. And I'm firing up my super duper old laptop. I've got this really, really old, like 20 year old laptop that, again, was given to me. And it doesn't like power surges. It will go clonkety donkety. And then the time and date gets messed up because, I don't know, some battery doesn't work in this old thing and blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. So every time it loses power, I have to reset the time and the date. And of course, the default date it goes to when it turns itself off and back on is, you know, December 31st, 1969. Now, we've had this discussion before, but the big question becomes, why does the date default to a date before the manufacturer of the computer? This computer is only, 20 years old. Why is the clock resetting to, 40 years ago or 45 years ago? That's just ridiculous. So now I gotta sit here and type in the current date, which is March 1st, 2017. Blah, blah, blah. Hit tab and set the time. What is the current time here locally? And is this on 24-hour clock? No, this is on 12-hour dum-dum clock. Do-do-do, hooray for me. I'm awesome. I set my clock on a computer, and it's dumb. Okay, so that was fun. What else can we do today to kill some time? Not trying to kill time, trying to set time. How's my phone? Is everything right on my phone? Yeah, that's the weird thing about my phone. It never goes out, or at least it has a good clock and battery or something in it, even though I've had this phone even longer than this laptop. This is my super de-duper freaking phone. I'm not even going to talk about it because it's so secret. It's so dirty business. I love this phone so very, very much. It's true. Oh, and I just realized something else. I've got this card, this postcard from Michelin, telling me that my, reward card will be sent to me shortly. Well, I received that. I guess we can throw away the postcard. All right. So, woohoo. Paperwork Reduction Act in effect. I can throw away a piece of paper. Oh, here's an interesting development. I can hear a siren. I hear sirens. Not police sirens. Not fire engine sirens. I just opened my window to see if I could hear it better. Are these tornado sirens? Are we going to have tornadoes during a snowstorm? That would be fun, but nope, I think that's the Irvington Fire Department siren. Hey, you've heard me talk about Irvington, this funky little unincorporated town that is, not very far from me. It's about a mile away. Actually, it's a little bit more than that, a mile and a half, maybe up to 2 miles. But either way, the neighborhood / city of Irvington has its own volunteer fire department. And I'm not sure why it still exists, because, Irvington is now entirely encompassed by the Omaha city limits. And so I don't know why the Omaha Fire Department doesn't have jurisdiction there, but they still have a volunteer fire department, and it's awesome. But they don't have any police. They don't even have a voluntary police department. Irvington is awesome. What is in Irvington? Well, they did build some apartments. There's some houses. There's farms, and there's cows. And there's a couple of industrial businesses. And then there's a couple of little businesses, the two awesomest of which are a restaurant called Mangia Italiana. And it's this Italian restaurant / pizza place that is pretty good. It's not a typical crappy chain like Fazoli's. This is locally owned. And it's not as crappy like Olive Garden or anything like that. But it's not exactly your top-of-the-line sort of primo Italiano fancy Italian restaurant. But the food is good, it's reasonable, and the pizza is actually pretty decent. I haven't eaten there in a while, but I have eaten there a number of times. But the best business in Irvington is about another 100, 150 feet down the street from the Italian restaurant. Call it 60 meters. It's, what is the exact name of that? I think it's just called Randy's CB Radio. Yes, it's a CB radio shop. They service and sell Citizens Band radios. Yes, in this, the 21st century, in the year 2017, there is still a CB shop. And it's over there in Irvington. And yes, I have been there a number of times. It's really small. You walk in, and the entire place is probably smaller than your bedroom. Maybe even half that. There's a little counter. There's a few things on the shelves. And, oh, it's the best place ever. Oh, CB radios. I miss my CB. I had this little CB that was really good. I was surprised at how good it was, but somewhere along the line, it got fried. I bought it used for like 10 bucks, something ridiculously cheap. And I got it working, and yeah, I love that little CB radio. If you haven't listened to CB radio recently, I recommend that you do. It is nutty. It is weird. It is, you know, nothing like you would think it would be. Well, it is and it isn't. Yeah, it's just full of weirdos. But you can hear some crazy, crazy stuff on CB. You're going to hear things on Citizen Band that you're not going to hear on any ham bands. You know, ham radio guys, all they talk about is radios. Ah, I'm a ham radio guy. Oh, well, me too. What do you want to talk about? Radios? That's all ham radio conversations. That's all these guys ever talk about. Unless they're part of some storm chaser or weather group like Races or Aries. And then sometimes they practice talking about the weather. Sometimes they just practice, they literally practice just talking. They just have practice networks where everybody practices checking in. You've heard me play some of these things. It's ridiculous. And that's why CB radio is sort of your better entertainment value, because you get people talking about all kinds of crazy stuff on CB radio. And they're never talking about their radios, unless you're on certain channels where they're trying to... It's rare, but sometimes you get weird radio contests, but not around here. I'm lucky enough that I live fairly close to the interstate, and I can, you know, get to some truck stops in less than 10 minutes in any direction. And boy, if you want to listen to some good CB radio, hook up a CB to your car and then go get yourself near or in a truck stop and just listen to truckers talk and listen to what they talk about. You will laugh. It is entertainment plus. I love the whores. I love the prostitutes who are looking for tricks on the radio. But don't confuse the whores with the people with the chrome polishing services. You will hear people call on the radio, women calling, "Hey, I'll polish your chrome." This is not a euphemism for sex. This is actual people who detail trucks. And they do it at truck stops, and they apparently make some money. I would love to play you some of this, but not only do I not have a CB, I'm running out of time. And who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. And maybe Zeptar will be up next, but as for me, I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Others.